so glad that I'm back here without you.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all on plan. With the fire that fell in Pentecost, which cleansed that made them clean, and it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to you.
So glad that I can back in your bloody hand. So glad that I can back in your bloody hand.
They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling the apple God is power to us.
So now you have a buggy,
they were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And why he did for them that day, tonight he'll do the same. I'm
so glad
that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame, and it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to you. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of you. I'm one of you.
that's the number.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I'm one of them. I'm one
dari
of them.
Senanglah salah satu darinya, darinya, darinya. Senanglah salah satu darinya.
One more time.
Sekali lagi. Senanglah salah satu darinya, darinya, darinya. Senanglah salah satu darinya.
Amin.
Kita pasti senang salah satu dari mereka. I mean, there's nothing greater in the world, is there?
Tidak ada yang lebih besar dari dirinya ini selain daripada itu. Amen.
They're clapping for horse races. We're clapping because we're one of them.
Mereka bertepuk tangan saat lomba perlombaan kuda. Kita menarik bertepuk tangan karena kita salah satu dari mereka.
You may be seated.
Silakan duduk.
Ain't that awesome?
Bukankah itu
give my English.
Dalam bahasa Inggrisku.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpujilah nama Tuhan.
I am happy and excited to be here. I know I say that every time, but I'm excited every time I get to be here.
Tapi saya bersuka cita ketika saya.
If you're not excited, if you're down or something, all you have to do is just walk in that door right there and feel the presence of Almighty God in this building. And you get excited.
Dalam gedung ini, maka Anda bersemangat. Saya di charge.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpujilah nama Tuhan.
Praise the Lord. Can you be seated?
Terpuji Tuhan. Silakan duduk.
This message, this word has energy.
Memiliki energi.
It's the most powerful thing there is in the world. There's nothing else like it.
Tidak ada yang
it's some of them crazy people over there clapping and getting excited and screaming and dressing up like a bunch of whatever to watch a horse going around in a circle in whatever minutes. It's crazy. And we're over here celebrating eternal life.
And
God's revealed to us that we are truly one of them. That royal seed of Abraham. That it's not a myth. It's not something made up. It's a reality to the bride of Jesus Christ. We're truly one of them. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody to God's great eagle nest. It's where we're safe and we're sound and we're above all the evils of the world inside of our little nest right here. And we're being protected by God's prophet eagle. The great word of God. Where we're all little eaglets sitting around in this nest and we're doing one thing. We're listening only to the sermons. Of the message of the hour. We're only listening to that prophet scream out and say, thus saith the Lord. Where are his bride? Every time I hear the message, that's all that he tells me. He reconfirms to me again and again, I'm the bride. The devil keeps telling me I ain't, and he keeps telling me I am. I'll stick with I am.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. This message, this word, as we were just discussing it, it's present tense. It doesn't have no yesterday or today or tomorrow. It's always, it's alive. That's also wonderful about this message, the word, that it's just always a living, it's a message. We are now possessing all things because we believe the way of a true prophet, which is a true sign that has been overlooked, but we got perfect strength by perfect weakness. Because God is rich in mercy to us.
Allah kaya akan rahmat kepada kita. Terima kasih Tuhan. Dia kaya akan rahmat kepada kita. Terpujilah nama Tuhan. Terpuji Tuhan. Silakan duduk.
Isn't it wonderful? I mean.
Bukankah itu mengagumkan?
The message, you just got to read the titles.
Kita membaca judulnya aja. Itulah firman. Bagi kita di zaman ini. Kita adalah kita bermeditasi
terhadap
pesan ini. Kita digunakan oleh firman ini. Pesan ini
siang dan malam. Everything. It's our stay. Inilah segalanya bagi kita. Inilah
kehidupan.
Inilah kehidupan. Ini satu-satunya
hal yang bisa kita makan.
Tapi
dia ingin supaya kita berserah sepenuhnya.
He wants everything from us.
Dia ingin segalanya dari kita.
Soul,
dia ingin jiwa kita,
our
tubuh kita, roh kita.
Everything.
Semuanya.
God demands everything.
Allah.
Everything
artinya
that
semuanya.
We are to be completely surrendered
miliki,
to Him.
He wants kepadanya.
No stone left
dia
unturned.
Tidak ingin ada satu debat yang tertinggal.
So that He can work His will
inside us.
Only when we completely yield to Him can He do anything with us. When we become so weak, that's when He becomes so strong.
Isn't
that wonderful? And we all know that. It's when it's our will, it's our idea, it's our thought, it collapses every time. But when we're totally nothing, He comes on the scene as majesty. He wants us to confess our weakness to Him. And we all can.
Dan kita semua
I
bisa.
Am nothing.
Saya tidak berarti.
I have nothing to offer the
saya
Lord.
Tidak ada yang mau saya persembahkan kepada Tuhan. Tidak ada apapun.
I'm the weakest of the weak.
Saya yang paling lemah di antara
He
yang lemah.
He says I have no authority.
Saya tidak
He
punya
says
otoritas.
I have no abilities.
Saya tidak punya
I have no eloquence.
Saya tidak punya kecakapan dalam berbicara.
I have
saya tidak
nothing
punya
to give to you.
Saya tidak
And
punya
He wants us to get rid of
kepadanya.
Though our ways. He wants to get rid of our wants and also our will.
Menyingkirkan keinginan kita, kehendak kita, everything. Dan kemauan kita semuanya.
And that will is a tough one.
Dan kehendak itu yang paling kuat. Itu agak kuat.
And we come in and we start thinking, you know what, when that does, it comes on, we start thinking, we start feeling sorry for ourselves.
Merasa kasihan akan diri kita sendiri. Pernahkah Anda merasa kasihan diri Anda sendiri?
Let's hear what he said about that.
Coba
oh, say, oh Lord, I feel so bad.
Oh,
I don't believe I can do it. God don't feel sorry for you. He feels like kicking you around a little bit. Ain't that great? God wants to kick me around a little bit. If it'll make me be more like Him, kick me, Lord.
Tendanglah aku Tuhan.
He said, sure, God don't feel
sungguh.
Sorry for you.
Selalu
he gets angry with you. You're just getting in shape
Anda,
then to where He can use you.
Dia perlu
praise the name of the Lord. He wants to kick us around a little
dia
bit.
Akan,
he wants us to get when we feel sorry for ourselves.
Dan dia tidak merasa
that's because we're
kita.
Looking at ourselves.
Karena
stop looking at ourselves. We just
got to look at
Him. He made the way for us.
Dia
but He wants to get rid of everything so that He can use
sukanya,
us for His purpose. Whatever that purpose is, let us be totally surrendered to Him.
Biarlah kita berserah total.
But then there's another problem that we all have.
Ya, semua kita
little
miliki.
Things that we want to hold on to.
Kecil yang kita ingin pegang.
Human nature is
itulah
to do
sifat manusia.
Is to hold on to little things.
Adalah berpegang
but that's
hal kecil.
The very point is the where we don't think some things are big things. We
kita,
think they're little things.
Kita ingin
but
that yang besar,
is the point with God.
Sesuatu,
it's
kecil.
Everything.
Semuanya
it's
harus kita serahkan
everything. It doesn't matter. Sometimes
peduli,
is it, Lord, is it against your will? Should I not do something? Should I not go here? Should I not do that? That's not the point. Would you do it for me?
Poinnya.
Are you willing to get rid
apakah
of it?
Engkau mau
are you willing to stop it?
Apakah mau
are you willing to give everything to
apakah
me?
Mau memberikan semuanya kepadaku?
God's done that to me before.
Allah melakukan itu kepada
He's made it. It's not that it's wrong. I pray, Lord, is it wrong
Tuhan,
that I do this? Should I not
salah,
do this? Because I don't want to
hurt
you, Lord. I don't want to do
that. Aku tidak mau Tuhan.
And He's telling me, He goes, but would you stop
dia
it for me?
Something
that I wanted to do.
Sesuatu yang ingin aku kerjakan.
It's hard, but in a minute,
sukar,
Lord, I want to stop it. If it's not
saya
you, He just
itu.
Wants to see as if we will obey. Because He wants a complete,
patuh.
Surrendered, consecrated life before Him.
Berdedikasi kepada dia.
And He says, as long as you are like the world, or compromising with the world,
Anda suka
and doing the same
dunia,
things
dan melakukan hal
that
yang sama,
the world is,
yang
there's something
dunia,
wrong.
Ada sesuatu yang salah.
Can you hear that again?
Apakah Anda mau mendengarnya lagi?
As long as you are like the world and compromising with the world and doing the same things that the world is, there's something wrong.
Maka ada yang salah.
When we're rubbing elbows with the world, there's something wrong.
Ada yang salah.
You know, we might say it's not such a big deal.
Kita berkata,
he just said it's a big deal.
Bagi dia itu masalah
besar. We got to totally separate from everything.
Dipisahkan total dari istri dan sepenuhnya terjual kepadanya karena waktunya sudah terlambat, waktunya sudah dekat. Kita tahu, kita sudah melihat tanda dari waktu.
Saudara
tidak bisa mendengarkan pada kabar-kabar pada
praise the Lord.
Puji Tuhan.
We see Calada, what is it, Hawaii over there, man, they're bubbling up and volcanoes going every place. It's a sign of the times.
Gunung Merapi meletus.
We see earthquakes. We see the distress of nations. Everything that the Word tells us, we're at the end. And as bride, we've got to get desperate. We have to get in. That's why that the Lord let us play that message. Perfect strength by perfect weakness. He becomes strong when we become weak. And he says we got to be careful because if there's a little leaven in the loaf, it leavens the whole loaf. And it don't take much. Not in this day and time. Not in any time. But this day and time, it's a tragedy. Lord, keep us away from it. He wants us to become, once again, nobodies. And if we become nobodies, what happens? As long as it says, that's when God can use you. That's when He can use any of you. He can only use anybody when we get out of the way. But as long as we got ourselves in the way, then He cannot use us. He said, I've often said, the greatest enemy that I have got is William Branham.
Miliki adalah William. Siapa yang bisa mengatakan itu?
This is the biggest enemy you're looking at. I got right here. I see him in the mirror every single day.
Ke dalam kaca setiap hari.
But to think that the prophet of God
tapi
said that.
Hal yang dikatakan Nabi begitu.
Who does that put us?
Dimana
kita He's the
taruh?
One that gets in
dia
God's way. He's the one that gets lazy.
Menghalangi jalannya.
He's
dia
the one
malas.
That gets to a place sometimes where he thinks he can do something about it. And then
itu.
He does.
Dan kemudian
that shoves God right out of the picture.
But
when I can get rid of that guy, when I can get to a place that he is out of the way, then God can come over and do things that William Branham knows nothing about.
Yang tidak bisa
that's our prayer.
William Branham,
Lord, get me out of the way
Tuhan,
to fulfill your perfect will. Is that your prayer tonight? Lord, help me get myself out of the way. My will, my thoughts, my everything. Let go, because we are nothing, we have nothing, and nothing else. I want to be like Brother Branham said, this microphone. He said it's a mute. It can't do nothing, it just sits there.
Tidak bisa melakukan
just
apapun.
Speaking to it. God, that's what I want to be.
Dan
just that microphone.
Tuhan.
Here I am.
Supaya menjadi mikrofon. Inilah aku, Tuhan. Pakailah aku, Tuhan. Ketika engkau menginginkan.
But then you know what God does? Then He lifts us up. When we surrender ourselves to Him, then He picks us right back up. Just like He's going to pick you up tonight. I hope you're ready to get a supercharged blessing tonight.
Saya berharap agar Anda siap dicas dengan
I hope you're ready to get a supercharged blessing tonight.
Harap Anda sudah siap untuk dicas dengan berkat super malam hari ini. Silakan duduk.
Sorry about that.
Maafkan soal itu.
I wanted to do is thinking as one that, and that's the way that the Lord's been doing me.
Dan itu yang
He gets me down.
Padaku. Dia
I get down
jatuh.
On
aku
myself.
Jatuh.
And I do, and get down like you were, and it's bam, 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 and then
Anda.
He just lifts me right
dan,
back up again.
Kemudian,
and that's what this lagi. Message does. That He is,
dan kerjakan pesan ini.
You know what He's doing? He's going to tell us, I'm packing you on eagle's wings.
Pada kita, aku akan
amen.
Membawamu di atas
how are you doing that, Lord?
Bagaimana
by listening to these tapes.
Mendengarkan pada kaset
that's
ini.
How He's packing us on eagle's
begitulah
wings.
Bagaimana that, dia membawa
you know
kita di atas
He's saying, you are following me by following that prophet. That's how you follow Christ in this day by following His prophet.
Hey. Amen.
Aren't you glad for that revelation?
Amen.
It brings us and He gives us the message of deliverance.
Pesan pembebasan.
The same as it was with Moses.
Sama seperti
but our
Musa.
Deliverance takes us to the promised land.
Membawa kita ke
that
tanah
was
perjanjian.
A promised land.
Yang
we're going to
sebuah tanah
the
perjanjian.
Promised land.
ke tanah perjanjian sejati. Kita adalah raja wali orang percaya. Dan kita sedang makan pada makanan raja wali yang telah disimpan. Dan kita tidak akan makan yang lain.
Anybody interested in eating anything else?
Apakah ada yang lain yang tertarik makan lain? Di sini kita mendengarkan firman. Terpuji nama Tuhan. Terpuji Tuhan. Terpuji Tuhan.
I do understand when I was saying that, that for some people it's too rich of a diet for them. They can't quite eat this food all the time. They have to get some other food.
Not us.
Not us. This is all that we want to eat. It's rich. You know how a baby eagle gets fed?
Bagaimana turtle, bagaimana bayi raja wali bisa gemuk?
Lord, how does that baby eagle?
Bagaimana bayi raja wali? Bagaimana mereka
bisa gemuk? First of all, they stay in their provided nest.
Mereka tinggal di
sarang yang telah
disediakan.
They got to stay right there in their nest. And they're surrounded. She gets big sticks and everything to surround them. She makes a big hedge around them. She puts them up as high in a tree as she possibly can so she can see everywhere. Brother Branham says, now no other bird gets up high like an eagle because it wouldn't do no good because they can't see anything anyway. But as eagles, we got to get up high. We get up high. So he gets us up and then Mama Eagle, she goes and she's got to go get him something to eat because they got to have fresh manna for her babies. They
got to
have fresh food. Now, they're not going to go, she's not going to go down and get something that's dead or rotten or something that's been laying in a field dead for a while or has been chewed on for a little while. No. She's going to get fresh manna. She's going to make a fresh kill. She's going to go down and get it. Every time she's got to get fresh kill. And you know what? Them little babies, they love to eat. Seems like they're hungry all the time. They always want something to eat. And so she's got to fly off. They got to stay put, though. They don't get out of that nest while she flies off. And then when she comes back, I don't know if you've ever watched a little video or if you've seen birds and everything, whatever it is, but we're talking about eagles here. And when that mother eagle, when she comes back, she's got some fresh meat in her mouth, them birds are sitting down, them little eaglets, they're just sitting in that nest. And the minute her presence comes on that nest,
ketika induk itu datang ke sarangnya, maka anak raja wali cip.
Feed me, Mama.
Beri aku makan, Mama.
Feed me, Lord.
Beri aku makan, Tuhan.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpujilah nama Tuhan.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpujilah nama Tuhan.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Terima kasih, Tuhan Yesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpuji nama Tuhan.
Amen. Feed me, Lord.
Beri aku makan, Tuhan.
Feed me, Lord.
Beri aku makan, Tuhan.
Amen.
Amen. Silakan duduk.
They open up their mouth as big as they can. And each one of them little eaglets, they want the first bite. And so what's Mama do? She reaches over and she puts it right in their mouth. As a matter of fact, she shoves it down their mouth. They just open up their mouth and shove it. And if a little piece falls out, she picks it up, puts it right back in their mouth again. And she feeds each one of them equally. They're all screaming and yelling for that food. And they're not going to be satisfied. It is just like us when we do come here. We want to be fed by Mama Eagle. When he comes in and feeds us with that spiritual food. And then you know what happens? They get their bellies real good and full. She's just got them all full. They can't already take anymore. She stands on that nest. She spreads out her mighty chest, her wings. And she goes over and she just sits right down on top of them. She nestles herself right on top of them, and she just warms them with the Holy Spirit. And they have to sit down. You know what they're doing? They're having quiet time.
Dan mereka mengadakan saat teduh. puji Tuhan.
Praise the Lord.
Terpuji Tuhan.
Are you happy to be eagles today?
Apakah Anda senang menjadi anak-anak Raja Wali hari ini?
He tells us something else.
Dia melakukan sesuatu yang
don't
lain.
Get out of that nest.
Jangan keluar dari sarang itu.
You got to stay in the protection of that nest.
Harus tinggal di situ.
And what mama does if one of them eagles?
Apa yang dilakukan oleh si Raja Wali itu ketika
she'll go get him. She'll go right down.
Dia akan
you know, I love the story of thinking how Brother Branham he talks on the deep call to the deep.
Bercerita tentang
he talks about when he takes them little baby eagles.
Dia membawa
when Papa God takes us out for our first flight,
Bapak Raja Wali kita
he says they're sitting there and they're gripped a hold of the wing. They're not going to let go. She said she just soars just as easy. So they're not going to let
tenang
go.
Saja.
And he says then pretty soon,
kemudian,
she shakes off.
Dia goncangkan
see
mereka.
What they do.
Lihat apa yang mereka kerjakan.
They start flapping their wings.
Mereka mulai mengepak-epakan sayapnya.
And that's us. We start flapping
kita,
our wings.
Kita mulai mengepakkan sayap kita.
It's Lord because they know.
Karena dia tahu.
That she's flying around, got her eye on.
Terbang terputar-putar.
She won't let them hit the ground. She's watching out for them.
Dia memperhatikan mereka.
She's mindful of what they're doing.
Dia peduli dengan apa yang dikerjakan.
And I like what Brother Branham said. That comes in, the storm
Branham
comes down.
Ketika badai datang,
the eagles were down there.
He says,
perhaps they were instructed before leaving the nest.
We're
getting instructed
tonight.
We're being fed tonight.
Kita diberi makan malam ini.
By the great eagle.
Oleh Raja Wali Agung itu sendiri.
But we don't want to get out of that nest.
Kita tidak mau keluar dari sarang itu.
How do we get out of that nest?
Bagaimana kita keluar dari sarang itu?
And they went the way of Balaam.
Dan mereka berjalan sesuai dengan
and
jalan
perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Perished in the gainsaying of Korah. What was the gainsaying of
Korah?
Why, you think you're the only holy man.
Kamulah satu-satunya orang
why?
Kudus.
God,
kenapa?
All of us are holy.
Kami,
the whole church is all right.
Seluruh
all of us get together.
Bagus.
That's what
kita
we are to do. That's where they perished.
Disitulah di mana mereka binasa.
Korah and his gang
Korah dan gengnya
tried to inflict something into God's program.
Menyuntikkan sesuatu ke
they didn't like the one man program. They didn't like that.
Orang.
They had to have something to do themselves.
Mereka ingin memiliki sesuatu
listen
untuk dikerjakan.
Dengarkan here's Papa Raja God Wali. Screaming to us.
Papa Raja Wali berteriak
here's our revelation.
Inilah pewahyuan
kita. Like I said, he gets us down and he picks us up. To reassure us, what we're doing here tonight is the perfect will of the Lord. We're in the mind of God. There's nothing greater than to be in His perfect will. We're trying the best that we can, but we know this is His will. This is your will. This message is your will. Listening to the tape is the will of God. It's the perfect will of God. God does not change His mind about His word. Never. He can't. Days are over. He can't.
Tidak bisa.
It's God's word. It's the same.
Allah, tetap sama.
So matter what, that where the enemy comes, I'm in His perfect will. And
he
says, when you're walking in His perfect will, nothing can stand in your way. Nothing. Because you're in the perfect will of the Lord Jesus.
Oh,
praise the name of the Lord.
Nama Tuhan.
We struggle with that sometimes. It's what we want to do. We talk about it many times. Lord, is this your will? That's your will. That's that perfect weakness for the perfect strength. But always come back, Lord, I'm in your perfect will. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. If I'm wrong, Lord, bring me back in your perfect will. A crude little illustration that I've made sometimes. Sometimes he's got to, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. He's got to push my head the other direction. But he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll let you get down sometimes. He'll let you just let you go down to the bottom of the ebb. He wants to see what you want to do. What you going to do? I can't go nowhere. You've got the words of eternal life. I am your royal seed. Give him the word. Listen to him tell us. To confirm to us. Moses knows that he was to carry those children over into the promised land. Glory.
Glory.
Because the promise was given to
diberikan kepada
him.
Dia.
And he must
dan dia harus
them to the promised land.
Ke tanah perjanjian.
So must this message and this prophet
ini,
pack us to the promised land.
Ke tanah perjanjian.
You believe that?
Anda percaya itu?
Amen. We will stay in the nest.
Kita tetap tinggal
because
di sarang
God,
itu.
Rich in mercy,
Allah, kaya
has showed us this is a one-man message.
Menunjukkan kepada kita bahwa ini pesan
God, rich in mercy,
Allah,
has revealed to us
telah menyatakan kepada kita
who we are.
Siapa diri kita?
God has revealed to us that he's taken us
kita
on the wing of an eagle
dia membawa kita
into that promised land.
Ke tanah perjanjian itu.
He's revealed to us Luke 17:30.
Lukas 17
ayat 30. Son of man,
bahwa anak manusia,
that same angel that revealed himself to Abraham back there is the same one today that has revealed himself to us in this day. That's God rich in mercy to the bride of Jesus Christ. And he's going to pack us to the promised land. Are you ready to hear the word?
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Your word is so great, God.
Firman-Mu sangat mulia.
Your love,
kasih-Mu,
your mercy,
rahmat-Mu,
your everything, Father.
Engkaulah segalanya, Bapa.
We have our ups and downs.
Kami bisa naik dan turun.
But he is our strength.
Tapi dialah kekuatan kami.
We are a needy people.
Kami adalah orang yang
membutuhkan. You've seen the many requests that are up.
Kami melihat ada banyak permintaan,
it's been broadcast
yang sudah disebarkan.
Sitting here on the pulpit.
Dan telah taruh di mimbar ini.
And I know we all have requests.
Kami tahu bahwa kami semua punya permohonan. Kami butuh, kami punya kebutuhan.
And once again,
dan sekali lagi,
I just want to on behalf of this church,
aku demi kepentingan gereja ini in, dan mereka yang mendengarkan.
When I say church, you that are listening in, you are the church.
Gereja
we are the church. We're the bride.
Kami adalah gereja. Engkau adalah gereja. Kami adalah
mempelai. Our greatest desire, Lord.
Itulah
is to be like you.
Take
away
engkau
the sin that so easily besets us.
Buanglah Tuhan
anything
dosa
that's not like you, Lord. That's what
Tuhan
we want to get rid of.
Itu yang kami ingin singkirkan.
Lord, come down, Tuhan, be with us tonight.
Turunlah dan
we know that you're here. Feed us.
Kami tahu Engkau ada di sini. Berilah kami makan.
Feed each one of us.
Berilah
we have our mouths and heart,
kami
our heart open, Lord.
Mulut dan
put it
hati kami,
in our
Tuhan
mouth, our heart, our soul, Lord Jesus. Reveal
kami,
that word to
nyatakan
us, Lord.
Firman itu kepada kami.
Lord, we're so thankful
Tuhan,
for all that you do for us.
Untuk semua yang telah Kau kerjakan.
My eyes are opening on one right now that I see in the back of this church.
Sini, Tuhan,
our brother Mike Epling. Lord, what you've done for him, Lord.
Apa yang telah Kau kerjakan padanya.
Lord, you've healed so many. You've
Tuhan,
raised the dead.
Menyembuhkan begitu banyak orang.
You've healed the sick.
Engkau menyembuhkan yang sakit.
You've mended the broken heart.
Engkau yang
and you are going to give the babies
terluka
to the women.
Dan Engkau yang memberikan bayi-bayi kepada perempuan.
Our sisters.
Saudara-saudari kami.
Sisters, I'm so proud of you.
Saudara-saudari yang
all
sangat kami
banggakan.
Mereka semua.
He loves you.
Mereka mengasihi Engkau, Tuhan.
But Lord, help
Tuhan,
our weaknesses.
Tolonglah kelemahan kami.
You become strong.
Engkau menjadi kuat.
While we become weak, Lord, come with us tonight.
Datanglah sertai kami malam hari ini, Tuhan Yesus.
Nama terindah, beautiful Savior, glorious Yah, Emmanuel, God.
precious Heavenly Father.
Bapa surgawi yang terkasih.
How my heart is burning.
Betapa hatiku membara dalam diriku.
Truly this is the house of correction.
Ini adalah rumah pengkoreksian Tuhan.
Lord, I love to be corrected, Lord.
Aku suka untuk dikoreksi.
Father, I know I fall so short.
Aku tahu aku melakukan kesalahan.
Lord, there's nothing that's good within me.
Tuhan, tidak ada yang baik dalam diriku.
Father, I'm even ashamed to offer what I do have.
Aku malu bahkan dengan apa yang aku miliki.
But Lord,
tapi Tuhan,
take me down to the potter's clay.
Bawalah aku ke.
Mold me and make me over again, Lord.
Buatlah dan bentuk aku lagi, Bapa.
Cleanse me, Father, from the head to the toe,
Lord. Sucikan aku, Tuhan, dari kepala
Father,
sampai ke kaki, Tuhan.
Create in us, Lord, a clean heart, O God.
Ciptakan
and renew a right spirit within me.
Perbaharuilah roh yang benar dalam diriku.
Father, how thankful, Lord, that we are.
Terima kasih, Bapa.
Where else in the world could you be nothing but everything?
Kami bisa, Tuhan,
Father, in the world, they have it so backwards that you try to be the best and try to push and learn in everything.
Kami berusaha untuk
but with us, Lord,
mendorong,
just
belajar.
Take me as I am.
Tuhan, bawalah aku
all that I am, Lord, I am nothing, but Lord, in your hands, just some way use us, Lord.
Pakailah kami, Tuhan, di tanganmu.
Father, we love you.
Bapa, kami mengasihi.
What a privilege to be able to even call you Father.
Bisa manggil engkau Bapa.
Lord, just thinking of those eaglets, Lord, when they sense your presence coming, how they go screaming and shouting and they open up their mouths, Lord. And Father, how thankful that I am to say that I am so happy to have that one man message, Lord. I'm so happy to have my ears tuned to that word and that word alone. And truly, there's nothing that can satisfy my soul like those words from your prophet, Lord. Lord, it truly is everything, Lord. And how thankful we are, Lord. It is a house of correction. We accept that, Lord. I know I do. But Father, you truly build us up, you encourage us, you pick us up. Lord, you let us know always that you're constantly right there and how thankful that I am for that, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. How I thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight, Lord, to gather together with the other eaglets around the world listening in, Lord, listening to that message at the same time, Lord, hearing those words. Words of life, feeding on them, Lord, gaining strength, Lord. Truly, Lord, we're so happy to be in that nest tonight, Lord. Preparing for that flight, Father. Lord, thank you for bringing us together one more time. Father, all the needs, Lord, the, your people here and abroad, listening in, wherever they may be, grant them, Lord Jesus. Just help us, Father, to draw closer to you. Help us, Lord, to get ourselves out of the way. Help us to humble ourselves and just to get down. Truly, it speaks to me, Lord, the things that may I may not even think is wrong, but Lord, I do want to give them up for you, Lord. Lord, I just want to surrender all, Lord, tonight. Take everything away from you. The sins that so easily beset us, Lord, we just lay them at your altar. Lord, these requests on the pulpit,
Tuhan,
Lord, just answer each need. Every hand, every heart,
tangan, hati,
just grant it, Lord, according to your perfect will. We just want to say we love you, Lord.
Kami mengatakan, kami
we worship
Tuhan.
You.
Kami
Father, just,
Bapa?
I can't go on and pray without thanking you for Brother Joseph, Lord.
Aku tidak bisa teruskan berdoa,
Lord, what an example he is,
Joseph,
Father.
Betapa dia suatu contoh dan
teladan. Father, you truly are working through him and in him everywhere we see it, Lord, it's you.
Waktu kami melihatnya, Tuhan.
Thank you for his life, Lord.
Terima kasih untuk hidupnya, Tuhan.
Father, none of us know the pressures
Tuhan,
and the things he goes through, but Lord, I want to do our part,
tapi
Lord,
kami
lift him in prayer more.
Dia
Father,
doa.
Just be Bapa? With him. Thank you for the leadership that you place in him, Lord.
Thank
you for his life, and truly it is a blessing, Father. What an honor and privilege it is to have him with us, Lord. Father, just be with this service, Lord. Be with the remainder. We just want to dedicate it to you. Dedicate ourselves to you. Prepare our hearts to hear this word like never before. And may it sink deep into our hearts.
Dan biarlah itu tenggelam jauh ke dalam hati kami. Kami mengasihi Engkau.
And ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior.
Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus Kristus yang mulia.
Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
The name of our Lord.
Selamat malam dunia.
Kita akan
melakukan beberapa
penyerahan
kita.
Kami
akan mengundang anda untuk menyanyikan saat kita menyanyikan lagu dedikasi kita. Bawa mereka masuk.
Bring in, bring them in.
Bawa mereka masuk.
Bring them in from the fields of sin.
Bawa mereka masuk dari ladang dosa.
Bring them in.
Isabella Grace.
Isabella Grace.
This little Isabella Grace.
Sekecil Isabella Grace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Mari kita tundukkan kepala kita.
Father, how we thank you for the life of little Isabella Grace, Lord.
Isabella
a token
Grace.
Of love that you've put and, into this home, Lord.
Token cinta.
Father, truly, you are the giver of all the good gifts, Lord.
Pemberi dari semua yang
Father, baik. We love you and we thank you.
Dan berterima kasih kepada
we thank you for your grace and your mercy for this healthy little child, Lord, that you placed in their home.
Yang
and Lord, they
mereka.
Want the very best
Bapak,
for her, Lord. And they know what that very
dia.
Best
dan
is. That's you, Lord.
Engkau,
to place her into your hands, Lord, so that you'll always be there with her, Lord. Father, may you just watch her and protect her. Keep your hand over her, Lord Jesus. Father, in this evil world that we live in, Lord, to know and to take comfort that, Lord, that your angels encamp around about her, Lord. Father, they bring her now and to place her into my hands, which represent your hands, Lord Jesus. And Father, for a life of service to you, they want to give her back to you. Father, we give her back to you now in a life of dedication and service. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give her to you. We ask this all in that matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What's the name?
Siapa namanya?
Keturah Stewart.
Keturah?
Keturah Stewart.
Little Keturah Stewart.
Kecil Keturah.
Well, you want to be that way.
Kamu mau seperti itu.
Let's bow our heads.
Mari kita tundukkan kepala kita.
Gracious Heavenly Father,
surgawi
little Keturah Stewart, Lord,
Stewart,
another little token, Lord, that you have given to this world,
lain,
Lord, and to this family, Lord.
Bagi
Father, once again,
lagi,
they want the very best for her, Lord.
Bagi dia,
and Father, they want
Bapa,
you to be with her,
to
guide her, to direct
dia,
her, and to keep
dia,
her, Lord.
Dia,
and Father, they've brought her here today, Lord, to place her into your hands. The Lord, this little innocent lamb, this little eaglet, Lord Jesus. And Father, may there be, if there is a tomorrow, may it only eat, she eat upon that eagle food, Lord Jesus, that you provided. May you bless and be with her, watch her, protect her. And Lord, may you always be the guest in this home, Lord Jesus. And may they always raise her up, Lord, to love and to serve you. Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hands for a life of dedication. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask in your name, that precious and lovely and the only name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is little Isaac. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, how great thou art, Lord. Father, how we thank you, Lord, for the life of little Isaac, Lord. A little another token of your love, grace, and mercy. And Lord, we bring him today to place him into your hands, Lord, that you'll keep your hand up over him, Lord, that you'll always be there no matter where he goes, Lord, that you'll be with him, you'll watch him and protect him. And Lord, may this word live in his life, Lord Jesus. May the Holy Spirit, Lord, until the time comes that he can enter into that water and give his life unto you, that you watch him and protect him and be with him. Lord, we take him now. We place him in your hands for a life of dedication. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your name, that precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Elisha Gabriel.
Elisha Gabriel.
Elisha Gabriel.
Let's bow our heads. Father, once again, as we approach your throne with such thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord Jesus, Father, for this little love gift that you've given to this family, Lord. Father, just to think that this Spirit, Lord, not so many days ago was sitting in your presence, Lord. And then you breathed the breath of life into it, and Lord, here they are. Father, we love you, and we're so thankful. And Lord, they only want the very best. And Lord, you are the very best. Because we can't always be there, Lord. But Father, you can be. And we know that your angels encamp around about them that love him and serve him. And so, Lord, that's what they want to do. They want to place him in your arms, Lord, so that you'll always be there. Father, be with the family. May they always, Lord, raise him up, Lord, and to love this message in your word. Always putting you first in all things, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we want to take him and give him back into your hands, Lord Jesus, for a life of service. Watch him, Lord. Protect him. Keep your hand up over him. And Lord, if there is a tomorrow, let him stand in the light of this message in your word, Lord Jesus. Grant it now as we give him back into your hands for a life of dedication and service unto you. We ask it in your name, that matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Terpuji nama Tuhan.
So thankful to be here tonight.
Berterima kasih.
Just cannot wait to get
malam hari ini.
Into that message. I was ready.
Saya tidak sabar untuk masuk dalam pesan itu.
And hear that word.
Dan inilah firman itu.
Truly,
sungguh,
he is so good to us.
Ia begitu baik kepada kita.
And just when hearing that message of God,
ketika mendengar pesan itu,
thinking of the debt that he paid on my
part. Oh, dia telah membayar dan saya tidak bisa
melakukannya.
Dan dia melangkah masuk dan dia membasuh dosa-dosa. Mari kita nyanyikan lagu ini dan menyembah dia. Dia membayar hutang yang tidak dia, yang bukan hutangnya. Aku berhutang yang tidak bisa dibayar. Aku untuk seseorang untuk membasuh dosa-dosaku. Dan sekarang aku menyanyikan sebuah lagu yang baru,
It's Amazing Grace,
yang ajaib. Sepanjang hari Kristus Yesus membayar hutang yang tidak bisa aku bayar. Dia membayar hutang di Kalvari.
He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that
Jesus
did all my sins away. I now can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. All day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we're certainly thankful for that amazing grace. Thank you for that day at Calvary, Father, that we can come worship you and honor your day of resurrection, Lord. Just pray that you bless us this day, Lord. Speak to our hearts as we hear your word. We pray that you bless these tithes and offerings to the furtherance of your gospel. Just be with us and help us this day. We pray and ask for your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Second verse.
He paid a debt at Calvary.
He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that
Jesus
did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song.
Kasih karunia yang menunjukkan sepanjang hari, Kristus Yesus telah membayar hutang yang tidak bisa dibayar. Coba
renungkan,
suatu hari dia akan datang kembali kepadaku untuk hidup denganku dengan kekal. Tidakkah itu mulia?
To see him on that day, I then will sing a brand new song, amazing grace.
All day long, Christ Jesus paid
a debt that I could never pay. Verse 3, just one more time. One day,
suatu hari dia akan datang kembali untukku,
back for me, to
untuk hidup denganku dengan kekal.
Eternally, won't it be glory?
Bukankah itu akan mulia untuk melihat dia pada hari itu?
Maka
aku akan menyanyikan sebuah lagu yang baru,
kasih
karunia yang ajaib sepanjang hari.
Kristus
Yesus telah membayar hutang yang tidak bisa dibayar.
And if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, and if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, yes, dwell in you, well, it'll quicken your mortal body, oh, if that spirit, oh, dwell in you. than a moon. And that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in you. Yes, dwells in you.
Out of the mire, replay, and he
the rock to stay, and he puts a song in my soul. Today a song of praise, hallelujah. Oh yes, and he brought me out of the poverty. Oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay, and he puts a song in my soul. Today a song of praise, hallelujah. Second verse. He placed me upon a strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I remain. But stand by his grace until the crown I wear. Oh, and he brought me out of the mountain. Oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. Today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Let's clap it to him one more time.
Mari bertepuk tangan sekali lagi kepadanya.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes, he brought me out of the mire, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. Today, a song of praise, hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen.
When I think of how he reached way down for me,
ketika aku renungkan bagaimana engkau menjangkau jauh ke bawah kepadaku. Berterima kasih bahwa kami punya Bapa Surgawi yang sangat peduli kepada kami. Lewat matahari siang atau kekelaman, Dia peduli kepadamu. Itulah pujian kita kepada Dia hari ini. Saudari, sekali lagi saudara-saudari, mari kita semua menyanyikan bersama-sama kepadanya.
hum it to him one more time.
Saja. Percaya
saja.
Tiada yang mustahil. Percaya saja.
Let us remain standing.
Amin. Mari kita
messenger brings us the message tonight.
Sebagaimana
a God
Allah,
who is rich in mercy.
Membawakan pesan kepada kita malam hari ini.
How wonderful, what a
parallel.
That is the children of Israel.
Ajaibnya, agungnya.
Every day
bahwa
they got fresh manna.
Setiap hari.
He says, don't, you don't pick it up, you don't keep it, I'll give you fresh manna.
Kita tidak,
next day.
Kita tidak menyimpan.
And that's what this message is right now. Fresh manna
segar,
for the bride of Jesus Christ. A living manna.
Segar bagi
God, come
Christus,
feed your little
eagles
with your word.
Allah,
welcome, Brother Branham.
Datang,
God bless you.
Datanglah untuk beri makan Raja Wal Kecilmu. Selamat datang, Brother Branham. Tuhan berkatimu.